The Prime Minister has set the tone for Labor's national conference next month, inviting passionate debate on the contentious and emotional issues of uranium sales and same-sex marriage. A debate on gay marriage was already on the agenda. Now Julia Gillard wants the ALP to overturn its ban on selling uranium to India, despite India not being a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The opposition says this is a welcome admission that the Labor government should never have reversed the Howard government's policy on selling uranium to India. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Prime Minister's taken the big step of moving to drop Labor's ban on selling uranium to India, seeking to change the party's policy platform, which prohibits exports to any country that doesn't sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The Resources Minister, Martin Ferguson, is an enthusiastic advocate of the plan. He says it's about normalising Australia's relationship with India.
India is not a rogue nuclear nation. We can sell uranium as a nation to countries such as China and Russia, but under our existing policy, which is outdated, it actually is a hangover from the 1970s. It was appropriate in the 1970s, but the world has moved on. We can't currently sell uranium to India, the biggest democracy in the world, 1.109 billion people, of which I might say 400 million live below the poverty line.
The minister predicts Julia Gillard will get the numbers and the government will then draw up an agreement along the lines of the United States civil nuclear power deal struck with India 4 years ago.
A bilateral arrangement in terms of the safe handling and accountability of Australian uranium only used for nuclear civil energy purposes, and also ratify the additional protocol. That will be the policy position put by Labor at the National Conference under the leadership of Julia Gillard.
The opposition welcomes the move.
This backflip is a welcome admission that Labor should never have reversed the coalition policy. The Labor policy was always illogical, and it was driven purely by ideology, not by what's in Australia's national interest.
Deputy Leader Julie Bishop says when she visited India recently, ministers raised Labor's ban with her, making it clear it's a source of bilateral tension.
Labor's decision to overturn coalition policy back about 4 years ago has cost Australia in terms of giving our competitors an advantage in selling uranium into one of the fastest growing energy markets in the world. It sent a message to India that this Labor government didn't trust India to use uranium for nuclear power, but it's also cost us in terms of our relationship with India overall.
While Martin Ferguson backs the shift, many others in the left faction, like Senator Doug Cameron, are dead against it.
Well, I think there certainly will be a big fight, a conference. We've had a position based on the values of the party now for three decades that basically says the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty should be the basis of any exports of uranium. That's not the position that the Prime Minister is putting up. So on that basis, I think there will be a very strong and colourful debate.
He's not ready to concede defeat yet.
Let's wait and see what happens. There are branches involved, the unions will be involved. You know, the rank and file membership will be there. And I just don't think there's a broad-based support to be selling uranium to India when they are, you know, when they've been at war with their neighbour Pakistan, when the area is one that is not very secure, when, you know, armed conflict could lead to a nuclear holocaust in that region.
Senator Cameron says he doesn't know why the Prime Minister's pushing it.
Oh, look, I can't second guess that her motives on this, but the right and the party have been pushing for this for some time. We're moving inexorably to the right on a whole range of issues. I'm not happy about that. And I certainly don't believe that we should be exporting uranium to India, who, according to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, have increased their nuclear arsenal by one-third.
Greens leader Bob Brown says the Australian people should get a say on such a fraught issue.
It's going to be pretty horrifying for many Australians. It's specious to think sending Australian uranium to India is not going to bolster its ability to put uranium into nuclear weapons. That's just nonsense.
Minister Ferguson says these things take some time, but predicts the first uranium shipment to India may not be that far away.
Negotiations are complex. I would think it would take a couple of years.
The Prime Minister's also decided to give Labor MPs a conscience vote on same-sex marriage, saying they should be able to vote in Parliament according to their own values and beliefs. Labor Senator David Feeney from the right applauds the move.
I think the suggestion that we have a conscience vote is a very wise one. It recognises the fact that there are strong views across the party. There are issues here of religious conviction.
But conscience votes have been saved for issues involving life and death, for example, like euthanasia. And gay marriage isn't an issue of life and death.
Well, the Labor Party has had conscience votes previously on issues around homosexuality and gay law reform. Premier Don Dunstan in South Australia used the conscience vote on several occasions in his various steps towards liberalising South Australia's laws.
I haven't been in Parliament that long, but I always understood that conscience votes were on matters of life and death, and I don't think this is that type of issue. It's a social issue.
Doug Cameron says the Prime Minister's setting a new precedent and doesn't think much of it.
I think that's a political tactic. It's not a position adopted on values or principles.
That's Labor Senator Doug Cameron ending that report from Alexandra Kirk.